ANZ Voices welcomes you to the Business of Bloodstock podcast with co-hosts Justin Darcy and Taylor Dyke.
Welcome to episode 26 of the Business of Bloodstock podcast, proudly sponsored by Jimmy Unwallers, Avesta Bloodstock. Joining me today is co-host Taylor Dyke and our special guest, Tess O'Connor. Tess graduated both the Fast Track program and Irish National Stud course, stamping herself as next-gen talent in the bloodstock and racing industry. Now working at Darley as a nominations sales consultant, Tess is not only working for one of Australia's powerhouse studs, but is also showing leadership qualities now sitting on the board of Next Crop. Tess, welcome to the Business of Bloodstock.
Hi, Justin and Taylor. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here and chat with you today.
Absolutely, no worries. Now, you're originally from Melbourne. Tell us a little bit more about your family and I guess your career prior to being involved in racing and bloodstock.
Yeah, so I grew up in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, and while it really wasn't the most horsey of upbringings, racing was always there. We always went to the Spring Carnival at Flemington, and my grandparents and uncle actually bought into a few racehorses. So it's always been there, but wasn't quite as involved as I am now. Grew up, went to high school. I just fell in love with horses. My grandparents have a dairy farm down in Gippsland, Victoria. So I appreciated the animals. I loved being outside. Never had horses, much to my dismay. But Dad did eventually cave and bought me horse riding lessons down near Lilydale. So we'd go down there every Tuesday for a few years, and that was really the highlight. I just loved being around them, caring for them, learning about their behaviour. And then I went to university. I studied a Bachelor of Agriculture at the University of Melbourne, majoring in animal production science. Had no real direction of where I was going. I was working in real estate at the time, which I fell into but really enjoyed. And then I naively applied for some jobs more in admin in the city, which I was unsuccessful with. And through that, the Fast Track program popped up on my social media. And it gave me everything that I didn't have, the practical experience, the theory aspect being taught by industry leaders. So I applied for that, and that's really where it all began. I was lucky enough to be accepted onto that year's intake.
You said you grew up with horses and loving horses and that sort of thing, but how did you find out about the bloodstock industry and the different careers involved within it? Obviously, you mentioned their Fast Track, but your job in particularly at Darley is not one that may be widely known to those outside of the industry, but obviously boasts a world of opportunity for career progression for you.
Yeah, definitely. So the Fast Track program was really amazing at getting, I think, hands-on is vital in the industry. A lot of people that are successful have started working with horses, really understanding them. And then I guess it's such a small industry, people are so willing to help you and just learning there are so many careers, and it can be quite overwhelming which direction you want to go. But I guess just saying yes to every opportunity, really understanding what's out there. I was lucky enough to go over and complete the Irish National Stud course as well, which gave me that global exposure. And then nominations, it was quite a daunting, but I've always looked at it as something I wanted to get into. So I think just talking to people, seeing what's out there, figuring out what you're good at, what you like, and just saying yes to every opportunity, I think is really vital to find out what direction you want to go in.
Now, we've mentioned both Fast Track and the Irish National Stud, which you graduated from both, of course. We want to start with Fast Track. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about what that program entails?
Yeah, so the Fast Track program is a 12-month course. You actually gain a formal qualification, a Certificate 3 in horse breeding. In my cohort, there was 12. There's now, I believe, 30 from all different states across Australia. You basically go to the TAFE campus, learn for a month the theory aspect. They get you ready so you can go out on farm and be a real help. And then you spend 11 months working at a leading stud farm across Australia whilst also doing that certificate on the side, which it's vital, I think, for young people to get involved and have a pathway into the industry, as someone like me who had no idea how to really get into it. And then you come out, yeah, as I said, with the certificate, and a lot of the cohort really stays on at their farms or stay in the industry, which is, I think, what the TBA are doing for the industry is amazing with those initiatives.
Part of your course included work placement at Godolphin's Woodlands Farm. Obviously, you still are working under the Darley banner, but can you tell us a bit about your first experience at Woodlands? I know Justin and I have been there. It's such an incredible property. What were your first thoughts when you came in the front gate?
Wow, it was coming over the hill as you've both been there. It's incredible. I had no idea what to expect. I had no real experience. And I remember John Sunderland meeting me at the front gate, and I was in heaven. I was like, wow, is this real? So, yeah, it was incredible. The team there, I ended up staying there for 4 years. So I think it's a testament to them how much I enjoyed it. They taught me everything, took me under their wing. It's such an incredible property, blessed with the most amazing bloodstock in the world. And yeah, I cannot thank the team there enough. It was very hard to leave, but I'm obviously still with Godolphin. I've been blessed to not only be placed with them at Fast Track, but all the opportunities they've given me throughout. Yeah, it all started at that day at the gates at Woodlands. So very lucky.
I guess as well, you know, obviously working at Northwood Park now, was there an opportunity for you to go back and work at Woodlands?
So I was going to stay. I'm from Victoria originally, as I said, so I was ready to come home. I was working hands-on, and I actually came back to Northwood Park. There was a job that came up in the stallion shed and preparation shed, which I was really excited about. I was obviously a bit closer to home. My partner and family are down here, and that was an amazing side of the industry to work in a leading stallion operation, and also the exposure to clients I met last season in that job was incredible to really see. That's probably where the love of pedigrees and that also came, because horses were coming in that had already been mated with the stallion. So I loved going on and seeing why they'd picked that stallion, and just meeting face-to-face with clients, seeing that side of the operation, because obviously Woodlands was just mares and yearlings. I'd been to Kelvin's side for a few months, but yeah. So yes, I would have loved to stay at Woodlands, but wanted to come home. So that's why I went to Northwood. Yeah.
In your 4 years at Woodlands, could you tell us a little bit about what sort of the average day looked like? What sort of things you were able to experience and learn whilst you were there? Just a bit of a rundown of what you actually got up to for 4 years.
When I was a trainee part of the Fast Track, they rotated me through the farm, which was great. So I went from the foaling unit to mares and foals to yearlings. They obviously do a bit with them before they go over to be broken in. So that was amazing. I also got to go over to Kelvin's side for a few months. But once returning from the Irish National Start, I loved the mare and foals and weanlings. That was my favourite side of it. So day-to-day was just waking up, checking them, feeding them. They do a lot of handling with them. That was my favourite bit, seeing all their different temperaments and quirks come through. It changed, obviously, as you know, through the seasons. It's a breeding season. It's a lot of reproduction work with the vet, which I really enjoyed, following down mares. And then when they get weaned, all the handling, and then handling them again when they're about to get broken in. So it's really, you get to see a lot of the farm. The staff are amazing. They're rotating you through if you show an interest in one area of the farm. And yeah, I learned a lot, learned everything, was lucky enough to go down to the racing stables as well. So Godolphin really rotated me through, which was amazing.
That does sound amazing. In 2021, you were awarded the Nolan Scholarship, which, as you mentioned earlier, allowed you to take part in the six-month Irish National Stud course. Could you give us a little bit of insight into what was involved in that course, and I guess what your biggest learnings were from it?
Yeah, so I applied for the Irish National Stud, that Basil Nolan Junior Scholarship, because I'd completed the Fast Track program, and John Sunderland and Cecilia O'Gorman at the time, I really wanted to progress in the industry, and they said, you have to do this. It's an amazing course. I had heard of it. People had come in and spoken to us about it, and I thought, yeah, that looks amazing. I have no global exposure to the industry, and it's so important, and a lot of successful people have been overseas. And so I applied for that, was lucky enough to get granted that scholarship, went over and had the best 6 months I couldn't have even imagined. I rotated through the different yards over there. I'd never worked with stallions. From the foaling unit doing night watch, I'd never done that either. So you get rotated through. I had 30 other classmates, and that was probably the highlight in terms that they'd come from all different backgrounds. Some had so much experience, some were just starting. So bouncing off your peers and learning about what they wanted to do, what they had learnt thus far, was incredible. And then of an afternoon, we'd have lectures from ranging from topics, veterinarians came in, Carl Beale spoke about bloodstock, stallion management, leaders from GOFS came in. So that well-rounded exposure, obviously, the industry is quite different over there given the climate. So learning and meeting people, I think this industry is so much about networking. So it really gave me that. And I still am in touch with a lot of my classmates on that year and they're all doing amazing things. So that was an experience I'll never forget. And I'm so grateful to the TBA and the Nolan family for providing me with that.
Certainly does sound like an incredible experience to be able to do those things. I guess that I had a bit of a read-up on the scholarship and had a chat to Maddie Timms about it as well, and she said to me that I guess these were the following attributes that you needed to have to, I guess, be successful in the scholarship, and these are dedication, positivity, work ethic, teamwork, and importantly, passion. I know it can be sometimes hard to speak about yourself in, I guess, a glowing manner sometimes, but are these attributes something that you strive to show in a work environment or and just life in general?
Well, I definitely strive to and hopefully do. I think passion, definitely. I love the industry. It's given me so much. And then other ones you've highlighted, I hope I do. But, yeah, I think coming into the industry, if you just show interest, have a go and have a really positive attitude and a smile on your face, people are so willing to help you and that comes across in leaps and bounds. So, yes, I hope so. But yeah, they're very kind words, so thank you.
Just lastly on Fast Track as well, I did get in touch with CISO Gorman. As you mentioned, she was obviously your teacher at the time, and she's no doubt a wonderful role model for anyone looking for a career in the industry. But she did say to me a couple of words about you. So she said, Tess epitomises the type of student we aim to attract to the program, and she's someone that I know will go on and make a positive contribution to our industry. Those words no doubt mean a lot to you.
Very much so. Cess O'Gorman, she was incredible. She gave me the opportunity to really get into the industry. I do not believe I would be here without her. And she's now an amazing friend as well. So they're very kind and I hold her in the highest respect. She's an incredible asset to the industry and everyone who meets her says the same. So, yeah, that's very nice. Thank you.
I guess you're already starting to make your positive contribution to the industry as you now sit on the committee of Next Crop. I assume you are looking to make an impact on the next generation coming through. Could you tell us what Next Crop is and the level of involvement you have in this as a committee member?
Yeah, definitely. So Maddie Timms approached me probably 2-ish years ago now. She wanted to start a group. So there was a group, I think, of around 6 of us, Lachlan Pethica, Lance, Jock, missing names because I'm now in the Victorian group. But she asked me to come on board with Matt Comerford and start this group. And it's all about getting people in the industry, but also retaining them in the industry. Living in rural settings is quite hard for young people. So getting those connections and the networks and establishing relationships within the industry was really important. So we would meet every few weeks at the start, especially to really discuss what the industry needed. And it was such a vibrant and nice community to be a part of. We really exceeded our expectations. We gained a lot of members in a short time and hosted events like Lawn Bowls and Scone and a lot of events at leading sales across the country. And it's been such an amazing program to just get young people involved, create a community so they can talk about their careers, their friendships and things like that. And I've since relocating to Victoria, I've wanted to remain a part of that. So they have a Victorian group as well. So I'm on the leadership committee for that. Obviously, the industry is a bit larger in New South Wales, so it's a bit easier to create events with a hub like Scone. It's a little bit more diverse and Victoria spread out, but we're still trying to achieve the same results, and it's a really exciting group. I think I would have loved it when I started, so it's really nice to give that little bit back to the TBA and the community that gave so much to me.
How many members roughly are in Next Crop?
I couldn't tell you the exact number today, but there's definitely a few hundred, which is so exciting for the program. It's just grown in leaps and bounds over the past few years that we've had since we started it. And I think having those events has really enticed that younger generation in. It's aimed at that younger demographic. So inviting them to the events and then having their details to then follow up on the events and keep them involved and get their feedback on the industry is really important, whilst also we try and provide seminars and things like that for them to continue their learning as well.
Certainly an amazing thing that yourself and the whole committee and all of Aushorse and TBA do for the next gen in the industry. We just want to touch on your role now at DALI, obviously nominations and sales consultant, being based out of Northwood Park in Victoria, as you mentioned. Give us a rundown on your day-to-day responsibilities, and we'll even talk about the sales season compared to the breeding season.
Yeah, so I'm only 2 months into the role, so very new, but so far I've been exposed to a lot. Obviously, the early part of the year is attending sales, seeing stock by our stallions, what they're throwing, how they're being received in the sales circuit. Obviously, that's so important to a lot of vendors who breed to sell. And then obviously we released our stallion fees for the year, so answering the phones, booking nominations in, providing mating analysis if people call up and don't know who to send their mare to. Done a lot of farm visits as well, which I've really enjoyed, seeing people face-to-face. I love that. You can really connect with them on a different level, seeing their farm. They're so proud of that. They're beautiful farms across Victoria especially, and the stock they have is amazing. So I think getting out there, putting my name out there at sales, meeting people and just getting on the phone and having a chat to people in the industry has been really enjoyable, and I'm sure it will continue to develop as the year goes on. I know it goes through seasons, this industry, so once the stallion parades kick in and then mares coming to cover. So yeah,
we've come to the end of the sales season now. Great Southern just finished last week, as you mentioned. You haven't been in the job too long, but I guess leading up to the first day of covering on September 1, no doubt that's going to be a very busy period for you taking bookings.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good that the fees get released early, so we hope that a lot of the work is done, but obviously there's mares still retiring off the track. There's people that change their minds. Stallions are continuously having winners. So that will be a very busy day, definitely for the guys working in our stallion shed. But for us, for sure, we hope that the bookings are usually done, but we obviously still take them through the season and people's plans change, and yeah, so hopefully all our stallions are booked and ready to go. But yeah, that will definitely be a busy time here.
On that, you work with some amazing people, and I'm sure they would have made your transition to working full-time and taking on that role in the business nice and easy.
Oh, definitely. I think it was, as I said, nominations are quite daunting. A lot of people in those positions have been in the industry for years and are some of the leading names. So I feel very grateful and honoured to be even thought about for the role. But this team is incredible. Andy, Alistair, Arvin, Sebastian and Lisa have such a wealth of knowledge and are so happy to share it with me. They've been such warm, welcoming, and the company, I've obviously worked for them for nearly 5 years. So what they stand for, their values, I really connect with. And yeah, it's such a vibrant, exciting team, and I can't complain with the roster. It's oozes quality, and yeah, it's a very exciting time to be a part of it.
We won't ask you to pick your favourite team member, but surely you have a favourite stallion on the Northwood roster?
Definitely. It's hard to pick one on the Northwood roster. It would have to be Cylinder. He obviously so precocious at two, winning the Silver Slipper, the Todman, and then getting his Group 1 in the Newmarket Handicap at three, beating horses like Imperatrix, Bella Nipotina. He is just an incredible physical as well, and he's such a homebred for us. I was there when he was foaled, so it's really nice to see him go through all the sights at Godolphin and create unity within the team, and it's really nice to see that. And obviously he's encapsulates our three stones exceed from the family of Lonmo out of Street Chimere. So he just oozes class, and I'm so excited to see his first foals this year.
What are you hoping to achieve in the next 12 months at the farm, both personally and I guess as Northwood Park as a whole, and a follow-up to that as well. On your the remainder of your what we're expecting to be a successful career, what are you hoping to do in the long run?
Yeah, so definitely in Northwood, I hope to get as many noms as I can, meet as many people as I can, get my name out there and learn as much as I can from the team and from clients even and everyone around me, just really be a yes person and say yes to as many opportunities. For the future, that's a great question. I'm not sure. I obviously just got this job. This was a dream of mine. So I'm really excited to get stuck in and do my best and learn as much as I can. Obviously love the industry and will see this as my forever. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. I'm really enjoying it. So far it's only been 8 weeks, but yeah, loving the nominations and sales side of it.
That's brilliant to hear. And just lastly here, before we get into our next little segment, I just want to ask about your travels. Obviously, we're in the midst of Royal Ascot at the moment. You mentioned to me the other day that you've been there, attended. It's obviously a beautiful place and it's an amazing week. For our listeners who haven't been fortunate enough to be able to attend, tell us a little bit about, you know, being there on race day from your first experience there. And if you'd be able to compare it to something in Australia, is there anything like it?
It's an incredible day. I was lucky enough to go in 2022 when I was over in Ireland. Very luckily, a friend of mine, Freddie Morley, let me tag along. It's just, you can't quite put into words. I know you've been, Justin and Taylor, I don't know if you've been yet, but just the grandeur of it, the top hats, the everything, and the horses, the carriage in the Royals, it was such a pinch me moment to be there, and I was there when Nature Strip was running. So it was just an incredible to see the Australians so well represented as well. But they do it incredible. It's such a high class sport over there. Just so elegant. So yeah, it was an incredible day. To compare it would be quite tough. I love Spring Carnival at Flemington. I don't know if it quite compares. It's an amazing week and people flock over from overseas. So I guess it's slightly similar, but yeah, an incredible day that I'll remember forever.
We'll finish off with our fast five segment. It is just quick fire questions to get to know you a little bit better. So just answer off the top of your head. We'll get stuck in. First one, if the bloodstock industry didn't exist and you had no background in real estate, what do you think your career would be and why?
Before I started agriculture at uni, I was actually going to do forensics and criminology. I wanted to be a forensic scientist. So once I looked into it, I realised it may not be for me. But yeah, I probably may have gone down that path without real estate or horses. Yeah.
Well, there we go. That's incredible. Tell us your favourite holiday destination.
Oh, that's tough. Where I've been or where I would...
Let's go both. Where you've been, and if you were going to kick back and just have a 2 week holiday somewhere, where are you holidaying?
The Maldives would be lovely. Where I've been, I loved Croatia or Japan.
Who is your favourite racehorse of all time?
That is a tough one. Obviously, Winx is a champion, but I also do have a very soft spot for Lonro. His Australian Cup was incredible, and then seeing him in his last few days at Woodland Stud, they're moments that I'll treasure forever. So, yeah.
Tess, you're sitting at a dinner table with three people of your choice, dead or alive. Who are they and why?
That is a great question. I would have to go with Whitney Houston. Love to see her live. She can sing. Maybe Mel Robbins, a bit of inspirational chat. And maybe Liam Hemsworth, self-explanatory.
Can I come to that dinner? I definitely would like to have dinner with Liam Hemsworth.
Wouldn't that be nice? Sorry. My partner's Liam, but okay.
Poor Liam. Oh, God. Anyway, and to finish off, we ask this one often, but it's a question that's important, as every guest, I guess, has their own experiences of how they've got to where they are in the industry. But what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone who's looking to find their way in the industry?
One piece of advice, I would say be yourself and have a positive attitude and say yes to every opportunity within means. I think that will take you leaps and bounds.
Great bit of advice there to finish off with, Tess. Thank you so much for coming on the Business of Bloodstock podcast today. We've enjoyed having you on for every minute and getting an insight into your education in the industry and your career progression thus far. And no doubt you will be seeing your name up in lights sooner rather than later as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.